Another eruption of anarchy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the peaceful Snohomish River Valley north of Seattle, a 200-foot broadcast tower owned by station KRKO came crashing to the ground overnight, pulled down by a backhoe. The station owners don't want to call it terrorism, but I'm betting it stems from the same motivation, an unwillingness to accept defeat. You see, for 8 years, KRKO has been pushing to put up new towers, and some people were angry because the towers would ruin the view and the radio waves might be dangerous to neighbors. So there were 8 years of debate. The hearing examiner ruled against the station. Then the elected county council ruled in favor of the station. And finally, last month, an elected county judge upheld the decision to build. In other words, there was a deliberate and lengthy process. And in any process, there are winners and losers. Now, as we all know, this world has many countries that are basket cases. And there are two things that make countries like ours different from those basket case countries. And it's something worth remembering at a time when tempers seem to be running high about a variety of things. Number one, we make decisions openly with elected officials who honestly examine the facts and the law. And number two, if after we get our say, we end up on the losing side, we may be angry, we may boycott, we may sue, we may ultimately kick the bums out of office, but we do not take the law into our own hands. We don't blow something up or set it on fire or yank it down. The moment people start thinking that's okay, then our country is in the basket with the rest of them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.